And we're in the middle of the Sugya of Tanai. And yesterday we learned the Gemara. The Gemara's maskana was that if Eidim say Tanai ha yidivareinu, they believe. If Eidim say Tanai ha yidivareinu, they believe. They could say that what we said till now is a Tanai. Why are they believed? So we had two pshatim, the Ramban and Rav Haigain, who had different explanations as to why they believed. Rav Haigain probably fit into the Lashna Gemara more simply. Rav Haigain said that Tanai is Mosachri. He sees a totally different opinion, totally in Mosachri. So that's why a Tanai is Naman, not a Chayzer Magid at all. Ramban held, no, he held Tanai is Chayzer Magid. Really? If you say this is a good, this is my signature, that means you're saying there was no Tanai. Stam Shtar is without a Tanai. And when you say Tanai, the Vereni, Chayzer Magid. According to the Ramban, why are you believed? Only because you have a Migid. This is all what we learned yesterday. So basically, in a nutshell, why you believe to say it's a Tanai? According to the Ramban, you need a Migul. According to Rav Haigain, you don't. According to the Ramban, you need a Migul because Tanai contradicts what you said before. And according to Rav Haigain, you don't need a Migul because Mosach Risi is considered to be a totally different Haggadah and is considered to be unrelated. So now in life, we have to keep in mind the two ways of learning, the Ramban and the Rav Haigain. But then we can try to understand the next machlokes. Eid Amar Tanai, Eid Amar Eina Tanai. 1 8 says, this is my signature, but it was a Tanai. The other 8 says, this is my signature, but it was not a Tanai. So what do you do now? How do you look at this Shtar? The Shtar has two signatures that are verified. But one of them says Tanai, one of them says it's not a Tanai. Amar Papa, Tarvayu B'Shtar Ma'al Yakom Misadi. They're both being the kind of perfectly good Shtar. Bahai the karma tonight, have a lechad. The Papa says that it's good. That it says the kiyum is good. That the shtar is a good shtar. And the one who says tonight, he's an eid echad, and eid echad doesn't do anything. In Dvar Shalach of the Makim Shnai. Rav Huna argues, must go Rav Huna Breda Yeshua. Yachi Yafel Tervayu Nami. What does that mean? If you're going to say that the first way this is an Aedis, so Afila Tarvayu Nami. Even if both of them say Tanai, why they believe? The first Aedis is an Aedis, and the second Aedis is Chayzer Mamagidim. Now, Lamina Hani Lamakasa Desayu Kasi, we say it's all one Haggadah. Hainami Lamakasa Desayu Kasi. Also, the Grapha Rebbe Vishu. Now, we have to try to understand. It's a bit of a complicated Machlaikis. There's no way that you'll understand the Machlaikis unless you put yourself into it. Try to understand the Shaiva. What's a Shaiva? Two people say this is our signature. One of them says Pati was a Tanai, one of them says not. So what should be Yalpi Pashtas? Before our Gemara, what would you say? Before our Gemara, what would you say? And I ask you a Shaiva. You have two Eidim behind their signature. If they both say it's a Tanai, then they destroy the Shtar that we said before. That we believe them. That there was a Gemara kind of lying from yesterday. Now we're saying only one of them says it. Could one of them be believed to say that it's a Tanai or not? That's the Shaila. Could one alone come along and say that it was a Tanai? So what's the Svar of Pshuta? What? Svar should be. He has an amigo or a Peshasa. This one who came has a Pesha Aser, that he could have not been Mekayim his signature. He could have not been Mekayim his signature, which means that Rav Huna B'Rav Yeshua is saying that Rav Huna B'Rav Yeshua. That he should have a Migul, he should believe because of a Migul. He should believe because of a Migul. Because he has a Pesha Aser, and a Pesha Aser should work. Okay, so what does Rav Papa hold? What does Rav Papa hold? Well, Sakri says, or Papa holds, that it's two separate agadas, they're two totally different things. So this is what I told you yesterday. What you're basically saying is that Rav Papa holds like Rav Haigain, and Rav Shua holds like the Ramban. That's a funny thing. If you hold like the Ramban's pshat, then it depends on Migul. So then here it should also depend on Migul. And he has a Migul. If you're going to say like Rav Haigain, that tonight Nosach Risahi, that tonight is a totally different Haggadah, so then here you have two Eidim being the Kayin Nishtar. And then you have one eight saying a totally different Haggadah, so you should not be believed. Very, very, very strange. That's the way it works out. If you test somebody, which svar is Mumastavar, so if you hold like Rav Haiga and you would come out that it's Mumastavar to say that the Erech is not believed. And if you would hold like the Ramban, then it's Mumastavar to say the Erech is believed. He has a Migul. That's the way it should work out. The problem is, we'd like both Nandi Yamun to work out according to both Mishaynim, which makes it a little more difficult. So I don't know according to Rav Haigain, but it's easier for me to work with the Ramban, especially because Rashi seems to be working with the Ramban. Rashi puts a chazim with a chazim magid, the Ramban's sheet of a problem here. According to Ramban, what do we say? Which pshat is Mumastavar? You have a migul. The Erechot has a migul, so maybe he's believed to ruin the shtar, because he could have not been the kaim the shtar. So maybe he's believed because he has a migul. So that explains Rav von der Brede of Yeshua. What about Rav Papa? Ein devarav shel echad v'makim shnayim. What does that mean? Ein devarav shel echad v'makim shnayim. It would seem that Rav Papa holds like this. That if you have two Eidim who say this is our signature, but it's a Tanayim, they both agree. So they have a Migul. Ramban says they have a Migul, and they believe. Because both halves of what they're saying are equal. They're both saying it's our signature, and they're both saying it's a Tanayim. So that's a Migul. When two say it's our signature, and one says it was a Tanai, what we're trying to do is with the Migul, we're trying to use the words of one to upset the words of two. When they say it's our signature, they both agree. And then one of them says, I say it's a Tanai and I have a Migul, believe me. Ein devar shalecha b'makim shnayim, which means that what he's saying now he's saying that this is a Tanai. He wants to use a migul with something he says as one person to be believed to destroy something that was said by two eidim. That's ein devar shalecha b'makim shnayim. The Papa is saying that it's a new concept. Ein devar shalecha b'makim shnayim means things you say individually cannot be used as a migul on something you said together with somebody else. When you say this with someone else, you're coming in very powerful. You're two eidim. Two Eidim is more than twice one Eid. Two Eidim has an Emunah. Two Eidim is a... So Rav Papa is saying that Ein Dvar Shalecha B'Makim Shnayim, meaning that what a person says as an individual can't be Iker what he says as part of a Kant of Eidim, even with a Migul. Okay, Rav Huna holds it, Rav Huna Breda Yeshua holds it as a Migul. At the Rav Huna Breda Yeshua's Pshat, we understood more simply according to the Rambam. What Rav Papa is disagreeing with is he's saying Ein Devar Shalecha B'Makim Shnayim, something you say as an individual you cannot use to disrupt something you said as part of Shnayim, as part of two. When you're part of another Kareidus, you have a bigger Nemanis. When you're by yourself, you have a smaller Nemanis. Your smaller Nemanis can't upset your bigger Nemanis. It appears that's the Pshat, at least the Pasha Pshat in our Gemara according to the Ramban. Fits into Rashi that like the Ramban Shita, there's a problem with Chayzer Umagid. That's why you need a Migul, because once you said it's my signature, it's as if you said there's no Tanai. You can't come back and say there was a Tanai unless you have a Migul. So Rav Huna holds there's a Migul. Rav Papa holds that there is no Migul. This is the way it seems to be working here. This is the pshat here in this Gemara. There's a Gemara later, in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, which sounds kamat identical to this. Listen to the case. Abaye Amar, the Gemara of Abaye. One aide said that this woman got married and she got divorced. The second aide said, yeah, she got married, but she was not divorced. What do we do with this woman? She started off being a Pnuya. We had no witnesses that she was ever married. So two Adam come in. They both say that she was married. And one of them says that she was divorced, and one of them says she was not divorced. So the Gemara there says, Shnayim Oimrim Shiz Neshetesh. And Echad, one of them says that she's Nisgarsha. Ein Devar Shalecha B'makim Shnayim. The Gemara there says, "Ein Dvar Shalecha B'Makim Shnayim." That we don't believe the get. We believe that she's married. We don't believe the get. And then there's no machlokes. It's a bias memra. There's no tukta there.
Why can't you say that?
That's the question. Why can't we say that two separate ages and it's fine? So they both say that she's married. So then it's good. So then Abai is right, right? Then Abai is right. There's only one thing she had to get. She's abideated. Right. Question is, what about according to Rav Huna Breda Yeshua? We pass him like Rav Huna Breda Yeshua, who says, you don't say, Ein Devar Shalacha B'Makim Shnayim in our Gemara. And yet, we're going to pass like Abai. I don't know if two things stem. The case over there seems to be identical to our Papa and our Gemara, no? Is it the same case? Over there, two Adam say she's married, and one of the two says she had a get. Over here, two Adam say that it's a good star, and one of them says it was a Tanai. What's the difference between two Gemaras? Okay, so the Rambam says this Harris. The Rambam and the Ram say that the two Gemaras are not similar. The Rambam and the Ram say that you can't compare the two. Why? Because over there, the marriage was a marriage. Because a woman was divorced later doesn't mean she was never married. The marriage is a marriage. It's totally one thing. There's a separate thing. We have one aide saying she had a get. In that case, everybody would agree that ain't devar shalacha b'makim shnayim. Because they're two totally separate things. In our Gemara, two aidim are saying a loan took place, which means, or a sale took place, whatever the case is, saying the shtar is true. And then one of them says that shtar was with the Tanai. See, right away, one of them is saying that shtar was with the Tanai, which is ruining the shtar. It's about the shtar. So Zuck the Rashba and the Ran, that Yen and Gemara were two totally different things. Everyone agrees he's saying Dvar Shalach HaMakim Shtar. It's two totally separate things. Kuli Al Mabaydi. He's saying Dvar Shalach HaMakim Shtar. Where is it that it's an argument? In Al Gemara, in a case where the Tanai directly affects the Kashrus Haget. It's not something that happened later, it's something that happened initially. It directly affects the Kashrus of the Get. It's a good teretz, the Rashba's teretz. Teretz is a very simple chiluk. Over there you have a migul. Just like over here you have a migul. Why don't we say over there that you have a migul, that I could have said she was never married. So believe me to say that she was divorced. Shana Agamara, Rav Huna Breda Yeshua, is that you have a migul. So over there, let's say the same thing. What?
You said she's never married.
I would be believed. Because there were no witnesses that she was married. Nobody knew if she's married or not. She's the fifth Pnuya. Two witnesses come in, and they both say she was married, but one says she was divorced. So the question is, why don't you give them a migul there? If the hope shot of Rav Huna Yeshua and Agamara is that you have a migul, you should have a migul there too. No, the two and the one in Rosh Hashanah and Shnayim. Two items say Kiyum, and one says Tenet, and one item says divorce. And we passed whether that's not a Kiyum. Right? So there, right? The thing that we agree on is something they both agree on. Agamara, we say the thing they agree on doesn't be item as a meal. Okay, fine. Shake it over there. Right. It's affected. Why, so why should we give him a migul anyway? So believe me that there was a gerushin, because I could have said there was never a kedushin. Now we should be believed that there was a get, because he could have not been not said a kedushin. Right. So what happens to Agamar? He's believed to say this tonight. If he'll be in the kind of tonight, it'll be a good start, right? He's believed in his time because he had a meagle. But they also believe him in his time because he has a meagle. Well, even there was a gad because he could have said there was never a condition. But he should have the meagle that he could have said there was no condition.
Yeah, but we're not going to say that now. His time would then not be that.
The garrison.
The garrison, when I go
if the two of them would say, they're not used anyway. You're right. To make her absolute Purusha, we should be able to. But we should have to the extent that he's believed, which is the Migu of no Kedushin, we should believe him that she's with this other people. That she's with this other people. Because we only have really one aid that says she's with this other people. And we have one aid who says she's with this other people.
Well, as soon as we don't say no Kedushin, it's like we're holding our time she's off to everybody.
But we're assuming now Migu can take off Chayzer Magi. There's no problem with Chayzer Magi. That's a big deal where he says she's married and she's divorced. So he never really finished the first Haggadah. But what it seems is, and I think this is the Kavanah of the Ran, that everyone would agree to the concept of Ein Devar Shalecha B'Makim Shnayim, that a migu of something you say as Eid Echad can't knock off something you said as two Eid. The basic rule that Ein Devar Shalecha B'Makim Shnayim, everybody would agree with. That something I say, the Teres Eid Echad, even with a migu, I can't use to knock off something that I set together with a different aid. So that over there, in the case of Gittin and Gerishin, everybody would agree that because I want to say a get with a migu, my Haggadah that I say is an Eid Echad can't knock off my Haggadah that I said as part of two Eidim. If I said as part of two Eidim, Besen took as given, as true. And now I'm coming with Teres Eid Echad with a migu. The Erech with Amigo is still not to wait. The Erech with Amigo, he wants to knock off what he said the terrorist to wait. That rule everybody agrees with. I suspect there are other places in Shas where you find the concept of Ein Devar Shalecha B'Makim Shnayim with his Amigo. Because the concept, everyone would agree to. That something you say as an Erech can't be used to knock off something you say as a part of to wait. In our Gemara, the reason that Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua argues is because it's really all one inyan. It's really all one inyan, the Kashrus Hashtar. It's a question of what took place on the day the Shtar was written. So our Machlokes in our Gemara, if Amiga works, Daku, where everything is about the Shtar. It's all about the Shtar. If it's all about the Shtar, so Amiga can help that you can knock off the Shtar. But in a case where it's, like we said, two separate things, like the Rajma said, it's Kedushin, it's Gerushin. The concept, the idea, that something you say as an Eid Echad is not strong enough to knock off something you said as part of a Kata Eidim, that is even true with the Eidim. Even true like Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua. So the Rav Huna Brei de Yeshua is talking dark in our Gemara, is really what the Rajma is saying in the Ram. That Rav Huna Brei Yeshua is just saying that in our Gemara it can't work. Right, so what's our maskana? Two Adam say it was a shtar, and one of the two says it was a tanai. So what ends up happening, according to Rav Huna, it comes out that we believe that it's a tanai. According to Rav Huna, he has a migo, and we believe him it's a tanai. This just comes out from our Gemara in the maskana. Ask him. Can you ask your shayla? Two Adam come into Bezin, the Mekayim Mishtar. They say it's a good shtar, we'll be borrowed from Shimon, 100% true. No Tanai, no Amana, no nothing. Perfectly good shtar. One of the two says, Parua. One of the two items says, right away, immediately says, that it's my signature, it was a real loan, but I saw him pay. So now you have two Adim who say that it was a signature. Now, if one aid would say tonight, we'd pass on to friend of Rabbi Yeshua, if you believe. What happens if the one aid said Parua? So, based on what we just said, if one aid says Parua, then that's like, then that's a separate Haggadah. That's a totally separate Haggadah. And that, so you have to be done that Haggadah separately. That's like Eid HaFarim in his Gash. That's a separate Haggadah. Parua has nothing. That's like the Gemara of Gimel, it's not like our Gemara. Our Gemara is Dafka because the Tanai was B'shas, Niksivas, Hashtar, it's all one. The Ran says, this is all in the Ran. The Ran is on Chav Gimel, it's in the pages of the Ran and Daf Yoram and Amos. And the Ran says that on our Gemara. It says that what our Gemara says is Dafka if the one said Tanai. Then Rav Huna Brei Yeshua says he has a name. If the one would say Perua, so that would be like Kedushin and Gerushin, totally separate Haggadah. And then everybody would agree that Ein Devar Shalach of the Malkim Shnayim. Okay, so this is the Inyan of tonight. We get now to a new topic, which the basic topic of the next Gemara is Trei V'Trei, which we'll discuss at Lent and Yitzhak Hashem on Sunday. Let's, in the meantime, let's learn the Gemara and understand the Pshat. Tana Rabba. The price is fairly easy because it's the same concept as the Mishnah, just a different case. Shnayim chayson al ashtar u meisim. Two people are signatories on a shtar and they're dead. So they can't say the same. Ubaim shnayim in ashut ba'am ruyadanu shiksav yadanu avon nisumayu ktanu mayu psalei desayu. I'm ailing them on. See, it's the same as our Mishnah, except that it's not the same witnesses. Those witnesses died and different witnesses come. They could have not said it's their signature. So Hariel Nemanim, so just like in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah never believed, he had never believed. Bimyesh Eidim Shikzad Yadnu, just like the Seif of our Mishnah. There are Eidim who say that it's their signature. So again, it's easy. And there's no Migul. So, Ashayt Sav Yadnu Yatim Okim Acher, Mishtar Shakar Lavir, those could be bad. Then Eidim Nemanim. Then they're not believed, because how could they say, Ketanim are you? They have no Migul. Either Adam, either two Adam, either two Adam. Why do they need a Migul for Adam? They don't need a Migul. That's basically Gemara's Kasha. In fact, the Gemara might be in a Baker Shtar Mialia. You think you can manain with this Shtar? Am I? Trey the Trey Ninu. What is Trei V'Trei again? Not going into the lumpness of Trei V'Trei today, just simple chat. Trei V'Trei means you have two witnesses against two witnesses. It's an impasse, it's a suffix, we don't know what to do. So what do we do if we don't know what to do? The big rule in life, if you don't know what to do, don't do anything. It's always better to make a mistake by not doing than to make a mistake by doing. So if you have Trei V'Trei, Bezin doesn't know what to do, so what do? Nothing. They don't rip up the shtar. They don't let him on. I'm with the shtar. And it's an impasse. Bezin can't possibly come to a conclusion if it's Trei V'Trei. Why here is it Trei V'Trei? Who the two is with the two? The first two are the two Adam who signed the shtar. We assume that if they sign the shtar, they hold it up soon. And the second two are the two Adam who say they are soon. So it's Trei V'Trei. Shtar against these two Adam. And Shulei Sakasha, and in this case, we should be able to manai with the shtar using the rule of sexaik. We haven't even had sexaik in a while. We have here the chayra sexaik. What's a sexaik? Well, every tray of a tray is one sefik. Maybe these two items are telling the truth. Maybe those two items are telling the truth. That's one sefik. Second sefik, even if the two items who say they were psulim are telling the truth, and it's true they were psulim, but it's still possible that the loan really took place. Even if the edim are psulim, it's still a sefik. Maybe the loan really took place. Just because they used edim that were ketanim or psulim doesn't guarantee that there was no loan. So why don't we make a sefik out of this? We should make a sefik, or maybe trade and trade is one sefik. And even if the second pair of edim are right, what do they say? Second pair of edim aren't saying there was no loan. Second pair of edim are only saying that the first pair were either psulim or kraivim or ketanim. Okay. In fact, to pay Yeshua, you should have a sfek sfek. What? Pasul shtar. So maybe you're right to manayin from lekuchais. You shouldn't be able to manayin from lekuchais. Definitely one time. But to make him pay the chayiv, to make him pay the chayiv, you have a sfek sfek. To give it a pech shtar, you're right. It will still be a pasul shtar. But let's be able to manai the chayiv with a sfek sfek. What? It's also good. First, let me tell you what Yeshua said. Yeshua says that this is a riot to his shita on that test. Yeshua said, a sfek sfek can't be mighty mammon. Remember to remind ourselves. Why is sfek sfek work? So Yeshua went with the Rashba. That sfek sfek mitam right. Right? The reason sex sfeika works is because of right. Remember we drew a graph on the board, a circle, and we showed that two sfeikas are 75%, right? The reason sex sfeika works is because it's a right. Since ain halkim b'mamin achar a right. Right is not good enough to be mighty mamin. Yeshua's shita was that a sex sfeika cannot be used to take away money from someone. Which we said then is a chiddush. A sex sfeika could be matrimonious ish. Sex fake could be, you could use the matter and Eishas Ish. And I mentioned to you then cases of Eishas Ish, of Aguna, right? Where, if you remember the case with the pilot whose plane was shot, right? It's a suffix if he ejected. And even if he ejected, it's a suffix if he survived. So Rav Adi Yosef was matir, the woman, based on sex fake. It's a And yet, if Yeshua says a sex psychic can't be mighty mom. Sex psychic can't be mighty mom. So this is a raya, he says, the Shita. Sex psychic can't be mighty mom. So over here you have a sex psychic. So, this kasha that Yael is asking is a chaylok, a problem. The problem seems to be that this sex psychic is not a sex psychic, I'm as happy. Did you turn the sex fake around, say it the other way? Now, we had the rule that every sex fake has to be able to go in both directions. So here, if you say it the way I said it, you have trade to trade as a suffix. And even if they were really crazy, maybe going to place, maybe it did. You start the other way, you're in trouble. You say, maybe the loan took place, maybe it didn't take place. And even if it didn't take place, who are you going to go with that? Even if it did, I mean, even if it didn't take place. How is sex fake? That is not mishapech. It doesn't turn around. Yeshua doesn't say Yeshua. I'm talking about one of us. Yeah, something's true. I don't know how I'm going to deal with that. Chayav is not a sex fake. I'm mishapech. We had an exception, right? If there's a logical sequence to the suffix, then but there's no logical sequence there. I mean, why one sequence more than the other? So, I don't know. Problem. Not a sex faker. I even say maybe. Could you say such a thing? Maybe the loan took place, maybe it didn't take place. Even if it didn't take place, maybe these are kosher edim. And they're fooling us and we have to money anyway. That's hard thing to say. Maybe the kosher Eidim. And what? That was Bnei Yeshiva. Okay, I don't know. A kapara of this is the Bnei Yeshiva as a deal from this rite. In fact, the Gemara again, train, you know. Next to the last line, am I train, you know? Amra Shesha, Zoyse Meres, I'll tell you a rule. Hakrosha Tchila Sazamahi. We have to know what that means. Hakrosha Tchila Sazamah. What does Hakrosha mean? You contradict witnesses. What does Hazamah mean? I learned Marcus last year, better remember at least what Hazamah means, right? So Hakrosha Tchila Sazamahi. What does that mean? That means being Makdish Eidim is like the first step in being Mazen Eidim. So long. So Kshayn Shem is even Mesedim Alofneim, Kakhe Matishna Mesedim Alofneim. So just like you can't make Eidim Zaynamin unless they're in bed. But who is the file of? You have to say this about them in bed. Kach emachishin seidim elavisne. So what does this mean? Hakosha tchivas azami. So it says here, Baba Kama Ayin Gimel. I'll tell you what it says in Baba Kama Dach Ayin Gimel. Two witnesses said Eidis. And then, let's say they said, well, I don't know what the Eidis was there. They said Eidis, that Ruvin Hashem and 100 hours. They said Eidus. Now you imagine them, what do they have to do? They have to pay the $100 to Reuven. Right? That's Hazam. That's not what happened. What happened first was two Eidim came and were Makrish. Two Eidim came into bed and they were Makrish the first two Eidim. They said, what you said is not true. So what does Bezin do at this point? What is that? On Sunday, two Eidim said, Ruvein Hashem Emani. So Bezdin is paskening, is going to pasken, that the Shimon has to pay. On Monday, two witnesses are Makish the first two. Sunday's witnesses are Mukhish on Monday by others. Mukhish means they say that we disagree with you. Trey betray. So now what's Bezdin going to paskin? That you don't have to pay. The Sunday witnesses said we're going to have to pay Shimon $100. The Monday witnesses said it's not true. So right now Bezin is not going to paskin. On Tuesday, another pair of witnesses came. They were mazim the first Sunday witnesses, the first witnesses. Is that a hazama? Do they have to pay kashazama or not? So Pashik, what would you say? You mazim the Sunday witnesses. On Sunday, he said, Ruvein al Shimon. He said, Imanu Yisem Bakamplaini, at that time. So, do they have to pay Ruvein $100 on Tazama? So, Pashat Asfari, you would say, why? Pashat, you would say that they're Pater, because they're already Mukhish anyway. They weren't, as of Tuesday morning, nothing was going to happen based on their Eidim. They're already Mukhish. I would say, no, I would say that Eidim was on. Comes the Gemara and says, no, Hakhasha Tchivas Azamehi. No, we don't look at it that way. We look at it as one long process. Hakhasha and Azama. Monday's Hakhasha, Tuesday's Azama. It's all one thing. One process of showing that these Eidim are liars. So that's the Gemara says, Hakhasha Tchivas Azama. When you make a Shaitan, that's the beginning of a, it's not Azama, but it's the beginning. Beginning of a process. It's a kasha Monday, it's a month, it's all one thing. And the Mela, they remain Eidim Zainim. So the Mela, the same thing in our Gemara. What is our Gemara saying? A kasha tchila sazami. What does that mean? A kasha tchila sazama. It sounds like Hazama has to be a front of the Eidim, right? Hazama has to be a front of the Eidim. Why do you have to be Mazim in front of the Eidim? Why? Pasuk that says what? The word Bavala that says what? It tells us that if you're saying Eidus about someone, he has to be there. You can say Eidus about a person if he's not there. The tendency is that people are more prone to lie when you don't confront them with the person they're lying about. So, Akash, so Hazama, not only Hazama, anytime. You say Ruben Oshim and Mani. You say Ruben Chayim Malkis. You say Ruben Chayim Misa. It's got to be embedded. funny thing, even if you say this about a shar, a chayav skila, you have to bring the shar into Bezdin, which is the funniest thing of all. Imagine shar sitting in Bezdin. That's the halacha. Who is the Bible? So Hazama needs them to be there. Why does Hakhasha Tchila Hazama? Since we look at Hakhasha as the beginning of a process of Hazama, since Hakhasha maybe will be the process, the beginning of a process of Hazama, so the Hakhasha needs them to be there too. At the time of Hakhasha, we also need them to be there. This is the Pashat Pshat Yizkema. Now we look at Hakhasha as the beginning of the process of Hazama, and since Hazama requires that they be there, because it's saying something about them, Hakhasha too requires that they be there b'shas Hakhasha. The Kiva Eger explains the Gemara the way I just explained it to you, and he says he doesn't understand. In our Gemara, will there ever be a Hazama? Is it possible to be Nazim these two Eidim? No, they're dead. Our Gemara, you can never be Nazim. So this Hakhasha is not Chivas Hazama. That's Chivas Hazama. There's never going to be a Hazama. That's what we're talking about. Hakhasha, Chivas Hazama. Is it possible to come the day Hazama? Right, so I can understand. You look at Hakhasha at the beginning of the problem. Even then, not so sure to clear. But we know for sure there'll never be a Hazama, just a Hakhasha. So what's the word? Why should you need them to stand there during Hakhasha? Nothing's happening to them. But we keep anger like Shar. Yes, this Kasha, what's Pshat here at Kasha to give us Azam? It's never going to come to Azam. Reb Shimon, Simakov Beis, the whole Reb Shimon is the one paragraph. Reb Shimon brings Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he says, basically what he says is the Lashon, the Gemara of Lavdavka. He doesn't say the word Lavdavka, but he says Hakhasha Tchila Sazama means that Hakhasha goes with the same rules as Sazama. Not because it'll end up being Hazama, but Hakhasha goes with the same rules of Hazama. What does this depend on? Reb Shimon says, it's a very class. So when do you need a person to be in bed? What's the rule? If he's a Baal Dabur, if you're saying Eidus about him, when do you need someone to be in bed? If you're saying Eidus about the person, saying it about someone, then you need him to be in bed. Right? That's the word of Bala, saying Eidus about him. Hazama, everyone agrees, he's saying Eidus about him. Hakhasha, we could start clarifying. Are you saying Eidus about the Eidim? If two Eidim say, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Two Eidim say, Reuven didn't borrow. Who is the second pair saying Eidus about? It's about Reuven. It's saying Eidus about the witnesses. It's about Reuven. That's Reb Shimon. That's Reb Sheshes here in this Gemara Hall. That Hakhasha Tchilas Hazama, meaning that Hakhasha is also saying Eidus about the Eidim. They're also saying Eidus about the witnesses. You're saying that witnesses are lying. It's true they're not going to be punished. It's going to be betrayed, and they won't be punished. It's not Hazama. But nevertheless, you're saying Eidus about these witnesses. You know, when someone says Eidus, he likes that, he should be believed. They bother to go to Bezdin and say Eidus. He really wants to be believed. So that the Chiddush of Rav Sheshes is, that witnesses are Balei Dov. There's a Gemara, interesting Gemara, it says, let's say two witnesses say Eidus and Bezdin about their relatives. Two men come to bed and they say this about their relative. Bezdin listens to them, and then people come and say they're crying. What do? We throw out the testimony, right? Two men come to bed and say this about a relative, we throw out the testimony. A year later, they're not related anymore. Again, whatever happened, now they're not related. They're crying in this rachim. Can they come back to bed now and repeat their old ages? heard now they should be able to say this, they're not crying anymore. Yeah, all right, here it has to be they weren't crying at the time it happened. The time it happened, they weren't crying. First Haggadah, they weren't crying, doesn't fall down. Now, second Haggadah, then it's Rastu. Hush it, they should be able to say this now, because they're a psychic. No, the halacha is they can't say Eidus. You know why? Because they're considered Negev Adavar. Because a person wants Lahazik Diburai. If a person says something, there's a tremendous Yetzirah that everybody has to be right. Everybody has a tremendous desire to be right. Very few people have the ability to back down when they say something. Very few people. A person takes a position to be able to back down. You have to work on your leaders to be able to do that. It's godless to be able to back up. So once they said Eidus and Bezdin, their Eidus is said. Bezdin said, Bezdin didn't say they're liars. Bezdin just said, you're relatives. We can't accept your testimony. They can't come later and say testimony again. You know why? Because if they're going to come later, they're going to have a bias to say that whatever they said the first time was true. And since the first time with Chayshish then, they were crying. Maybe they said something incorrect. So we can't trust them now either, because a person wants that his words, a person has an ideas that his words should remain. It's very, very hard. It takes a lot of strength to be able to back down on something he said. It's something a marriage teaches you. It takes a lot, I think. Right? But, you know, you say something that you can back down. I just saw that the Ravid wrote the Hasagas on the Rambam. I just heard that he wrote another sefer, Bali Nefesh LaRavid, and the Baal Amar wrote Hasagas against him. The Ravid went and rewrote the sefer based on the Baal Amar's Hasagas. They didn't say that the Baal Amar was mad. The Baal Amar was a Kanoi. So he wrote another one. He wrote another set of Asagas. And the writer wrote it a third time. He rewrote the following message. Not so many people did that kind of thing. You have to rewrite. Once it's published, it's set in stone. If a person publishes something, it's very hard to retract. That's Pshat HaKashat Chima Sazami. HaKashat Chima Sazami is that the person, that the Eidim say something, and you're contradicting them, they have a nikias. They're Balei Davar. They have a right to be in bed. Eidim, you won't punish them with money. You won't punish them with anything else. They're Balei Din. They're Balei Din, and therefore, Rav Sheshes at least told that they have a right, not a right, they have the nikias to have them in bed in order to be mafkish them. That's Rav Sheshes' chiddush. Rav Nachman argues, Amalei Rav Nachman, Ilu Avi Kamonu Makishin Lahu Avi Akashim. I don't understand. If they'd be here, we'd contradict them. It would be a contradiction. Vlei Avi Mishkatina Bahu. Davalei Tzimtzeshin. If they'd be here insisting that what they're saying is true, it would be a good Akasha. Tashna the Lesnahu. Now that they're not here, Ilu Avi Kamon Yom Avi Maida Lahu. If they'd be here, maybe they would be Maida. Maybe. He shlugged this up. It's hard to see how he's shlugging up what we just said. What did we just say? Hakasha Tchilas Hazama, the way Rav Shimon explained, is that you makish someone, he's a baldava. He's baldava to that kasha, so he has to be there in bed. How is Rav Nachman contradicting that? Rav Shimon asked this kasha. He says, how is Rav Nachman answering Rav Sheshes? You will have a come on. Makishamahu, Haviak Khashav and Shinabu. Dablu Aidus Mikesh. Asha the Lesnahu. The words of the Kabbal Chaimer are right here. How it answers the question is a little hard. The way of Shimon explains. But Nachman is saying, the Aidim are not Balei Davar. The Aidim are Aidim. It's only Xeris HaKosov that the Baldover has to be in bed. First thing he's saying, it's a bad has to be a bad. But the person that's a different age, he's not a bald daughter. Has a fit his washing. Not sure. I'm not sure. Shimon has a problem saying that's a lashon. That's the lashon kavakaymer. He means that really. He believes that he means to say that they don't have to be here. He just expresses it in the lashon of a kavakaymer. If they would be here, what would be better? If they'd be here, what would be better? We wouldn't care what they said. But our kofan and Derek Shimon learned pshat nikamara that that's their argument. That's probably pshat pshat. The Sheshes holds that the Edim are Bali Dover, they're supposed to be there. And Rav Nachman holds they're not Bali Dover. There's one more problem with this Gemara. What did Rav Nachman say? You will have a Kaman, Mechishu have a Chasha, Lev Shechinabu. And Rav Nachman says, Hashta, the Lesna, who, look at the word. The Ilu have a Kaman, Zoma have a Maidalu. What does that mean? Two Edim say, we'll be borrowing money from Shem. Now other Edom come next day and they're makdish them. So we say, Ilu Havi, come on, if the first Edom would have been here, Dilma Hava Maidalahu. What does it mean Dilma Hava Maidalahu? Maybe they what would have happened? They would have been Maida that they lied. Can they do that? Can they be Maida they lied? Can they shake Shavana Faizul Mahim? Words of the Gemara are difficult. You have a command to have a Maida. What do you mean they would have been Maida? It can't be Maida. Two Eidim can't keep it shaking Shavena Faisal Magid. If you say Eidim, you can't go back on Yahweh to say Eidim. Ram Shif asks this question. Ram Shif asks that that you can't that they can't be Faisal Magid. The Rashi says in Achinami they can't. It's just a lashon haGemara. So my expression, the way he's expressing himself is: look, if they be here, maybe they didn't be Maidah. They have no power to be Maidah, but it means it'd be no worse. No worse if they be here. It's my back. Comes out in this Gemara three things: the words Hakosha Tchila Sazama. Rav Shimon says, Allah Dafka. Right? It's not Dafka, Chashat Tzilat Hazav. It just means that Chashat is like Hazav. Right? That was the Sheshet. And Rav Nachman, his Kavah Chaimah, we also said the Lashon is Allah Dafka. He doesn't mean his Kavah Chaimah, he means that Edom and Abali Dava. So, the Rav Shimon says, like a third thing, that the Lashon, Ilu have a kaman, have a maidah, was also lav dafka. Like they, you know, like they had a bad day or something, you know. They had a bad day, but they expressed themselves to an exaggerated way. Ilu have a kaman, have a maidah, it's an exaggeration. Shar Mishpat doesn't like this, that's lav dafka. Shar Mishpat, he says that this Gemara is a chid, telling us a chiddush. Now when it's tray to tray, Edim are allowed to retract the testimony. But this is an exception to the rule of Kiddush Shekin Shevena Chayzul Magid. So when you have tray to tray, we allow the first Edim to retract. It's something we never do anyplace else. But since there are two Edim against these two Edim, so we allow the first two Edim to retract their Haggadah Seif. But in the case of tray to tray, this is an exception. And the Shar Mishpat brings, the Shar Mishpat is not his Eidus, in Simchat Ches, and Simchat Ches, and he says that there's a Rashba that says it's a Perish. He brings a Rivash that says like a Maramshit. So that seems there are two Shittas. We have the Chiddush, the Rav Nachman, that betray the tray, you could retract. So, Elo Rav Nachman, Uki Trevai, the tray, my name is Efkos Mare, Sunday, Mitz Hashem, will not be a pshat shir, it'll be more of a tray-to-tray shir. Hopefully we'll get the column of tray-to-tray skirt.